A Package Arrives, Part 3.
Hillmart Customer Service, Daniel speaking. How can I help you today?
I don't need any of your attitude, young man.
What can I do
now
for
then,
you?
I'll tell you.
Okay. Are you going to tell me?
You sold me a defective digital.
A digital what?
If you'd let me get a word in, I will tell you. Goodness gracious.
Okay.
Oh, and here we come with the attitude again. I'm tired of being treated like this. I want to talk with the manager.
Gladly, ma'am. Please hold for just a moment while I transfer you.
Hello? It's Jimmy, Hillmart store manager. I understand you've had some problems. Now, how can I be of service to you?
I'm having problems with my digital.
Alrighty, and you bought this digital here at our store? We will gladly take it back for you.
I am not coming all the way down there just to return this useless thing.
Well, let me see what I can do. Can you describe what it looks like?
Well, it is long and thin. It is pink. It has the cutest little head on top.
Ma'am?
It has the letters P, E, and Z on the side. When I pressed the forehead, a little candy popped out. But it is broken. Your store sold me a defective digital.
That ain't a digital, ma'am. It's a Pez dispenser of Dr. Winifred Uris from Tides, and it has run out of candy.
Do not raise your voice at me, young man. Just send me a replacement.
Anything you say to get you off that damn phone. What's your address?
You can mail it to How to Listen to Music in the 22nd Century, Episode 4.2, Part 1. A package arrives. 2 minutes, 37 seconds.
My pleasure, ma'am. Good day. Hey, hey, hey!
And a good day to you, Reggie.
Get those elves away from that circle! Hey, they're gonna... Oh, there goes the damn hell gates again.
Aha. That's where the Pez dispenser came from. That still doesn't explain why I'm taking it to the Aragon Ballroom.
Just be patient. I have one more prank that I want you to listen to. This was a big one, with many people, and reveals a great deal about the human condition. It starts like this.
Hi, you've reached X aboard the Kavatica. I'm not available at the moment, but please leave me a message after the beep. Thanks.
X! X, pick up! My name is Lester Holcomb, and I need to talk with you. Come on, pick up. I know you're there.
All right, all right. This is X.
Hello, X. Like I said, my name is Lester Holcomb. I'm a reality audio drama producer. You might have listened to some of my famous podcasts like Love Town and Love and Lumps.
Oh, gosh. I don't really listen to podcasts.
Well, let me tell you. I am working on a show, a really big show. It's like one of those reality dating shows where the contestants are slowly eliminated until only true love remains. But there is a twist, because instead of a lover, your job is to be a professional friend. I think you'd make a great friend.
Me? The closest thing I have to a friend is Charlotte.
Exactly. It'll be fresh and new. And I've got this really famous star. I can't tell you who it is just yet, but you know him. And I can say this. He is a really big fan of yours. He wanted me to call you especially. In fact, you could almost say this whole show is just a chance for him to get to know you a little better.
All right, fine. I'll do it.
Excellent.
Hello?
Hello, Ellie. My name is Don Flamboyant.
How did you get my number?
Oh, about that. Will asked me to call you.
Oh, okay.
I have something she thinks you'd be perfect for. I'm a reality audio drama producer. You might have listened to some of my famous shows like Welcome to Love Vale and Couples Alive. So let me tell you, I'm working on a show, a really big show. It's like one of those reality dating shows where the contestants are eliminated until only true love remains. But there is a twist. Your job is to be not a lover, but a professional friend.
Professional friend.
You are so sincere and compassionate and motivated and well-spoken. Well, let me tell you, you are perfect for this.
Me?
Of course. Everyone loves you. I've got a really famous, famous star. I can't tell you who it is just yet, but you know him. And I can say this. He is a really big fan of yours. He wanted me to call you specifically. In fact, you could almost say this whole show is just a chance for him to get to know you better.
Okay, I'm down.
Excellent.
Hello?
Hello, Athena. My name is Roger Sweatsmore, and I've been asked by 24 from the podcast 2298 to give you a call.
24? Oh my god. 24 is my favorite.
Listen, 24 needs your help.
My help? What can I do?
He could really use a friend right now.
Sure, I can be his friend.
Great. There's just a little paperwork involved.
Hello, this is Andy from Marsfall. How can I help you?
Hello, Andy. My name is Pierre Cackfraster. I'm a reality drama producer. You might have listened to some of my famous shows like Three Dozen Questions and Woman in Space.
While I haven't heard these shows in particular, I do understand that they are wildly popular with humans.
So let me tell you, I'm working on a show, a really big show. It's like nothing I've ever done before. What I need somebody who can be a really, really good friend. You can do that, right? Let me tell you, I've got a super famous person lined up. I can't tell you who it is just yet, but I can say this. He is a really big fan of Marsfall, and he's specifically a really big fan of you. He wanted me to call you especially.
Me?
Of course. I mean, everyone loves you. He loves your work on Marsfall. He talks about it all the time. In fact, you could almost say this whole show is just a chance for him to get to know you better.
Well, it would be a chance for me to get to know and understand some other humans better. And my fractal state allows me to literally be multiple places, performing multiple tasks at once. So it shouldn't tax my processors too much. I'll do it.
Excellent.
Hello?
Hey there, 24. It's Lester. How you doing, man? You hanging in there?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, sure, I guess.
You guess? You should be living the high life, man. Your show's a big hit. You're famous, and now you have time to catch up on all those podcasts you wanted to listen to.
Yeah, I know, but I don't know. Bored? Lonely? I just feel like there should be someone to share all of this with.
Well, I'm real glad you said that, because that is actually why I called. I've been talking to some of my connections, and we feel there's a little void that needs to be filled.
But I don't...
The audio drama listeners need more. You need more. They love drama and tension with the little public domain sound effects. They love you.
I don't know.
Now just hold on. Who's the manager here? Picture it. A reality audio drama game show where you get to meet several beautiful, intelligent characters, and in the end, you are guaranteed to be paired up with a professional friend.
What if it doesn't work?
Now hear me out. The audience gets what they want, to hear the relationship unfold. You get what you want, someone to share all your new celebrity status with, and I get to make a ton of cash.
What if I choose poorly?
Trust the process. Trust me. I've been a loyal supporter of yours since you were a nobody in a rough demo episode of 2298. This will all work out beautifully. I promise.
Okay. I'm in.
Welcome to the final episode of Friendship 24/7. Who is the seven? Ellie? Athena? Andy? We'll just have to find out. In the previous episodes, 24 from 2298 has eliminated Dr. Bright from the Bright Sessions, Bigfoot from Subject Found, Captain Socrates from Edict Zero, and Braceletta from Fall of the House of Sunshine. And at the end of this episode, we'll have a very special surprise. You won't want to miss this. Let's hear what 24 had to say just moments ago.
It has been difficult to eliminate a person each episode. I've been so conflicted. I love all these characters so much, their shows, and the whole community just means so much to me. But I feel that through this process, I've really gotten to know X, you know? Like, for the first time, I really have something real that I can depend on.
And what does Andy have to say about things?
From our time together, I have grown fond of 24. He is a great human. I think we are very compatible. If I can just find a way to get rid of that pesky Ellie, she is just too nice.
And let's hear from Ellie.
Aw, 24 is so fantastic. I just want to talk with him and drink cocoa with him forever. I don't think Andy deserves him. I mean, he doesn't even have a body.
And don't forget about X.
Well, 24 is great and all, you know, really. But I wouldn't be super disappointed if he ended up with someone else as a friend. I mean, I'd still bring him coffee from time to time, and we could totally hang out.
Athena, what say you?
Oh, God. This is so hard. Everyone here is, like, my best friend. And friends are so important, you know. 24 really needs a good friend.
Now, time for our final event, the musical multitasking challenge. Athena, you are up first. What are you gonna do?
I'm going to sing happy birthday while demonstrating very difficult yoga poses.
Okay, go for it.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, Mr. Network. Happy birthday to you.
And what about you, Ellie?
I will sing while jumping from platform to platform on a pogo stick over poison spikes.
I never get a chance at romance. The boys all want a date. My sister Kate. Katie never read a book, and she never learned to cook. But she's always got a string of fish upon her hook. When she's around, the boys all pass me by. went to a dance with my sister Kate. I'm telling you, she was really great. I didn't have to wait all night till I began to see the light. Kate did a dance that was something new. She shook her shoulders and then I knew why all the boys are going wild over Sister Katie's style. I wish that I could shimmy like my sister Kate. She shivers like the jelly on a plate. My mammy wanted to know last night why all the boys treat Sister Kate so right. Everybody in our neighborhood knows that she can shimmy and she shimmies good. I may be late, but I'll be right up to date if I can shimmy like my Sister Kate. I mean, shimmy like my Sister Kate.
Ooh. And now for X.
I will rock out while assembling this Death Star out of 4,000 loose Lego bricks.
But not least, Andy.
I will be composing original melodic dubstep while simultaneously solving the Boolean Pythagorean triples problem.
What do you have to say after all of that?
Hooray. Wow, everyone is so talented and good at multitasking. This is very difficult. I'll have to think, what am I looking for in a friend?
But wait, remember that surprise I was telling you about? Well, that time has come.
Thank you, Jeeves, for bringing everyone together for me in one place. You know my thirst for new blood and, circuits. Here, look what I've brought. Jingle, jingle. Now, I'll just slide these all around each of your bodies, and your precious monitor, Andy.
Hey, wait a minute.
This is not as expected.
Andy, it is futile to try and reason with a character whose name is literally Madman.
You know what I find of utmost ironic beauty and eloquence? That, with all this intelligence, organic and artificial, none of you noticed we were recording this in my dank cave where no one will ever find you.
How could anyone have predicted this?
You couldn't. Not with my supreme intellect.
Wait, what? Who is that guy?
He's the madman. He probably wants us for his diary.
So right, my child.
Thank goodness this isn't canon.
Yeah.
So right.
I'm sorry, folks. We're out of time. Why did you do that? Why did those people want to do that? Why does the madman do anything? Why does anybody do anything? Why is it that just when things seem to make sense, it all falls apart and is confusing? Why is music the most magical thing in the world? Why are you even listening to this right now? Why is life a series of strange, mysterious things? Why did they make us read a separate piece in school? Why can't you turn hamsters inside out? Why is it that we have the most power in history? But we can't figure out what to do with it. Why is it when somebody's wrong and you show them facts to prove it, it only makes them believe the wrong thing even harder? Why don't more people pray? Why didn't humans foresee the singularity and stop it? Why do I hear that buzzing sound? Why is this Pez dispenser beeping?
Coffee, loves a hand-me-down.
feeling low as the ground. It's driving me crazy, just waiting for my baby to come.
Credits. This concludes A Package Arrives. It also concludes How to Listen to Music in the 22nd Century. Thank you for listening. This episode was created and written by Nate Bonier-Warford and featured these amazing and generous and talented people from the audio drama community. Thoreau Smiley as Daniel and Jimmy of Courtesy of Attention Hallmark Shoppers. Find more at attentionhallmarkshoppers.com. Granny by Sarah Weber. Elena Fernandez Collins of Audio Dramatic as herself. Find out more at elenafernandezcollins.com. Dan Lovely as Andy, courtesy of Marsfall. Find out more at marsfallpodcast.com. Tori Dubendorf as Athena, courtesy of Athena. Find out more at http://athenapodcast.libsyn.com. Sarah Warner as X, courtesy of Girl in Space. Find out more at girlinspacepodcast.com. Madman by Paul Sating. www.paulsating.com. Game show music by Lee Rosevere. https://leerosevere. Bandcamp.com. Andy's dubstep by Michaela Pyatskoff at https://soundcloud.com. Michaela Pazedkov, dubstep. X's Rock by Arches. http://freemusicarchive.org. Music, Arches_EP, evil_city_music. And Music Black Coffee by Judy Poe. http://freemusicarchive.org. Music Jody_Poe. Jody_Poe_sings_baroque_and_jazz. Black_coffee. Contact me at howtolisten2tond.com or howtolisten2tond on Twitter. Nade out.